It has four wheels, you see, and the handles on the handles up high, you to push it. Walk behind it and push it like you would a wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh.
Or one of these rolling chairs. Like that.
If you had two children, you might have a son and a...
daughter?
Or a boy and a...
a girl.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has, and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
taking after his father.
What if he has the same mannerisms and the same behavior? You'd say he...
same disposition.
And if a woman's looked after three children until they're grown, you'd say she has... what three children?
Three good children.
Or her husband died and she had to...
raise those children. She had to raise those three children.
And if a child's misbehaving, you'd tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
well, if it's misbehavior, they call him a mean child or a child that disobeyed.
What would you say you're going to do to him? You're
whip
gonna...
him.
Huh?
We'll go to whip him.
Okay. Anything else you'd say?
Give him a striping.
What's a striping?
Well, that's whooping him too. That's whooping him hard with a switch, you see. It leaves the print of the switch on him, or it makes the blood come to the top of the skin.
Uh-huh.
And make red streaks on his legs before you hit him at.
What would you say you're going to do to a small child? You
paddle him. Go paddle him. Spank him.
Uh-huh.
Spank him or paddle him.
That's not as bad, huh?
No, that's not as bad. Of course, you can spank him hard enough till you blister him. The skin's tender, you see, and blister him.
What would you say you'd done to him then? You'd given him a...
I spanked him too hard. I blistered him.
And if a woman's going to have a baby, you'd say that she's...
she's pregnant.
Do people used to use that word when you were growing up?
Well, some, not so much, mostly in the family way.
Uh-huh.
In the family way.
Did you ever hear any joking ways of saying that?
Well, not much. Only, in a way, oh, she's getting large or something like that, you know.
If you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you could send for would be called a...
would call a... kind of a mother doctor, or I forget what they call them now. My mother, she helped deliver several babies, you know.
Do you ever hear it called a granny woman or a midwife?
Do it.
A granny woman or a midwife?
Yeah, I've heard of a granny woman. Yeah, granny woman. Yeah, that's what they call a woman, you see,
uh-huh.
That you can bring the baby, you see, in place of a doctor. Granny woman, yeah, that's it. Yeah, one of my cousins, first cousin, lived about a mile or two below here, east of here, that... she's going to bring birth the baby, and they called a doctor. And my mother went down there, and this woman's husband's mother went, and the doctor didn't get there. And they brought the baby, the birth, had the woman too, and they washed the woman and washed the baby, and the baby had to have a long navel skin, you know,
mm-hmm.
And they cut the navel skin off, and they wrapped that up and had it fixed up in first-class shape, and the doctor finally got there. But it's all over with. And he told him, he says, y'all are just as good a doctor as I was. He says, you done just as good a work as I did. Yeah, there was a lot of old women that way could just wait on a woman like a doctor could.
What would you call a child who's born to a woman who isn't married?
Bastard.
Was that word nice to use?